Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, May 20, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
Yep, I'm here. It is a Wednesday morning. We are here ready to go. So, I see you sent out something already this morning.
Yeah, we did a morning update. So, we'll share that real quick. Wednesday morning update. Iraqi TV is broadcasting that Prime Minister Al-Qaddimi has ordered to print new money to pay the citizens' salaries, and that Iraq will borrow the funds to cover the deficit in the budget. A new law will allow them to defer the payment of loans until later. And that was it.
That was it. All right. I wonder what did all that mean, if it meant anything at all. So, crazy day. Not a whole lot of news, anything else. But we go on. So, guys, here's the thing that happened. So we know, not as much different from Monday. They were talking about printing new currency Monday and how bad it would affect their reputation, the economy, everything else. Yet they come out saying that he's approving it, or he's printing up a new law, or that they're going to do it, even though they know the consequences of it. So I'm not sure. When they're saying print new money, it could be print new 3-0 notes, because the other article says that they want to raise the exchange rate. And when I say raise the exchange rate, increase the exchange rate to 1,500 dinar per dollar, which is definitely not what we want to see. Nobody else wants to see that either. Or this could just be usual Iraq. Could be the same thing they did with China, Germany, everybody else. And they're not going to change the exchange rate. They're going to change, increase the exchange rate. And then they just do the opposite thing the very next day. Could be a possibility. Again, there are very good reasons for the RV not to happen, because there is no new budget, hasn't been finalized. The final rate hasn't been included yet, because they said 30. We're up to $36 this morning for oil. So it is continuing to rise, which would make them change that rate again. But we were looking for something to happen by Saturday, because they said they wanted to submit it before EID. You know, EID was supposed to be the 23rd, 24th. I did get information this morning, my rec, that they're going to extend it out from 5 days instead of 2 days. So we'll see what happens. But what we're concerned about is, are they going to submit the budget by Saturday, like they said? Then are they going to approve it by the end of the month? Can this happen by the 1st of June? Because a reasonable timeline, especially dealing with Iraq, for us to see it. Now, the real question is, does all that just go out the window and they do it tomorrow, Friday or Saturday? Is there a possibility that could happen? So yesterday was Ray's birthday. And we sent him a happy birthday. A bunch of you guys did, which I'm sure he appreciated. And I guess I should have waited to let him say thank you. But anyway, I'm sure he appreciated it. But the banking system tried to give him a birthday present yesterday, and it just quite didn't work out. Wasn't really delivered. So we got the call. Didn't make sense. Hey, we're getting ready. Everybody's getting ready. We're getting people in position. We're compiling a list of 800 numbers. You should have the 800 numbers by tomorrow morning, which, again, I hope they're not up here listening, because I said it yesterday, I'm going to say it today, and I'm going to say it because that don't make no sense to me. Because it doesn't make sense to me. it makes sense they could be getting ready to do it, but to do it before everything's finalized, or at least there's a budget submitted, doesn't make sense. And as we all know, we didn't get any 800 numbers last night or this morning. So might have messed up Ray's birthday a little bit, because they at least called five times yesterday. Get ready, this happened. And absolutely nothing happened. Now, I could say nothing happened, or we didn't think anything was going to happen, because when I talked to Texas, they said absolutely nothing's happened. They haven't called us in. They haven't told us the new program yet. They haven't told us how we're going to do it yet. They haven't even given us a timeline yet. So either Texas is totally lost, or they know the fact that we're watching Texas so hard, they're going to do them at the very last minute. I can say that because we got some people in Florida, Washington, D.C. They also called yesterday. Oh, Wednesday after the call. Wasn't it Monday after the call? Wait, I got to think. Yeah, it was Monday after the call, Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, actually. Said they were getting ready to do the RV. Both in D.C. and Florida. Said they were getting ready. Said it's about to happen. All our people are getting in position. So we got New York, New Jersey, D.C., Florida, all getting ready to do the RV. Matter of fact, one of our guys was told that he would have cash in his bank Thursday morning. Again, they told Thursday morning, you're going to have money in the bank. Well, it's Wednesday, so we wait for Thursday morning to see what happens. So we're getting mixed messages. But what we didn't get was 800 numbers they were so excited about last night, telling us that we would get last night or this morning. But the banking system is doing one thing. Iraq is promoting something totally different. But they could then in turn do something totally different. Could be to throw us off. So we're in a good position. Corona is, I'm not going to say it's going away because it's not. But again, all the states are supposed to be open partially by Friday. Most of the countries around the world are reopening. And again, it doesn't really matter in most of them because their citizens aren't involved in the RV itself. Our citizens are. England, Europe, UK, their citizens are. Canada, their citizens are. New Zealand, and some other countries, but they're all opening up too. So that was one of the things we had to wait for, was countries open up, and then, for the restriction from the virus, and for the budget to be submitted, which we hope will be by Friday, like I said, before the start of EID. So that's our update. We're in a really, really good position, and let's see where we go from here. All right, Ray. You there? No.
Okay, here I am.
Okay.
Let's see. First one is Jim in KC. Ray, last night in the chat room, you said bank sources are perking up.
Oh.
Some bankers are excited. Monday, Tony had said one bank thought it could happen this week. You use plural sources and bankers. Number one, have others gotten excited since Monday? You just addressed that. Number two, has there been any development in the dinar contract rate issue, if it is still an issue? If so, what is their motivation?
Well,
yeah, but that's pertaining to what you said that you shouldn't have said, that is amounting to
okay
much of nothing, really, but you said it, so now.
So, it hasn't happened. We don't know. I do know if they do it, I'm saying it right now, it's out of greed. And believe me, they're not giving any of it back to anywhere else. It would be the government just taking the difference. I mean, I want to say I understand them doing it. I don't. The only reason they would do it again is to cover that $2 trillion they just gave out, or the $3 trillion they're talking about, but they'd be taking it away from us and putting it in their own pockets, which could possibly happen. I haven't heard from the powers that be, which is we haven't heard from our committee guy that is going through. We haven't heard from the people who assisted us in staying in this the first time, even though it was not President Obama, so I'm going to put that out there. You know, he had something to do with it. It wasn't wholeheartedly him, but it was the administration before that, but doesn't matter because neither one of them get along with this administration. So I don't know how it's going to work out, but we'll see what happens. Okay. Until something does happen, we're going to go with what we know. Now, even though that was one banking source telling us that the contract rate was going to change, or they're attempting to change it right now. And what he did say was they want to have a new contract rate, and the old contract rate would only apply to people who had a humanitarian project. Now, I don't believe that, and I'm hoping not. But if it does, trust me, I have a solution to the problem for every one of us. I've already gone through it, thought it out. And we're going to do it together, but I'm going to make it so easy for every one of us to qualify for that. I promise you that. Because I already have a solution. But let's see if we need it first. All right, Ray, what's next?
Beta says, now that we don't have good relations with China due to the virus, is it safe to exchange with Wells Fargo or HSBC due to their connections with China?
Okay, first of all, understand, I don't think our relations with China are solely with the virus. We've been going through this the whole time. Economics, trade wars, a whole lot of things. And those things didn't affect our contract. I don't think the virus would affect our contract. But don't just blame it on the virus. So, no, I don't think that's the issue at all. China's not trying to change the deal, guys. That's not what we've been told. China's not the problem, because Wells Fargo is still a U.S. bank, even though they own a portion of it. But that's not where the contract, we're never going to have a problem dealing with a U.S. bank. China has their own banks in the U.S. That's not who we're dealing with. We're dealing with American banks where there are partnerships in, not that they control. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Scout Dad says, does printing new money mean a delay of changing the value? And also, doesn't printing new money mean further inflation of the current value?
Yes, and that's why they don't want to do it. Printing new money, and that's what I try to explain, to mean they want to print new 3-0 notes so they have more to go around. Now, that doesn't really make sense because they're trying to get everybody on electronic payment. Now, it could mean printing new money and increasing the exchange rate, like they're saying, to 1,500 dinar. That doesn't make sense because it lessens, again, the value of the dinar and loses confidence around the world by doing that. But what it will do in both cases is satisfy their citizens that they have money in their hands. Even though $10 used to be worth $10, will only be worth $6 or $7 to them now. or $8, they still would be satisfied with money in their hand or numbers on their screen at a higher level. It's a Ponzi scheme, again, in doing that. And they're saying they don't want to revert to that, but that might be all they can do. We don't want them to revert to that. Their other option, which they are discussing, is borrowing from IMF or the World Bank, getting loans, increasing the taxes on their imports, and actually changing the exchange rate, which is what we hope they did. Okay, what's next?
Sunstar says, any news or updates you can share from the WTO, IMF, or CBI?
Nope.
Anything
met.
Coming?
Look at it.
Go ahead.
All
right. Anything coming out of the Moss these days that you can share?
No, they're not hiding anything in the Moss, guys. Everything is being very, very public.
All right. Angels with Me says, since we haven't decided which bank we will exchange at, is it necessary to have a bank account at different banks in order to avoid exchange fees?
I don't understand that one. Is it, since they haven't decided, say it again.
Since we haven't decided which bank we will exchange at, is it still necessary to have a bank account at different banks in order to avoid exchange fees?
I don't think you're going to avoid exchange fees if there are any. Remember, they weren't going to have any fees, or as our committee guy said, they're going to be so small it doesn't make a difference. I mean, you know, pay the fee shouldn't even be 1%. So I don't know having different bank accounts, unless you're talking about I'm just going to threaten to go to another bank or do that to avoid the fees. You don't actually have to have an account at a different bank to do that. Just do it.
Okay. Sandman 60 says, how does Iraq printing new currency affect our currency? Well, that ties right in with the inflation and stuff. But whatever you want to say on it.
It doesn't affect our currency as far as is it still valuable? Can we still exchange it? Because all that is yes. What it will do is lower the rate just like it would in theirs. That's the only way it would affect our currency. Printing new currency is printing more currency, not changing their currency. It's like the U.S. printing more dollars. That's all. They're saying, oh, man, we ran out of money. Let's not invest more, change more. They just go to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, print us a couple hundred billion more, and we'll just pass them out. That's all they're talking about doing. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Sarah Jean, 27, says, hey, Ray, standing in food lines is something I know about, the joy and the pain of it. All I really want to do is feed people. And after listening to your webcast, I'm wondering, can I set up a foundation with the sole purpose of feeding people? Yes, you can. Okay, Reformer says, is the new money being printed in lower denoms or larger notes?
I don't know, because it hasn't been printed. Because if they're going to do the exchange, and they're going to do it this weekend by the end of the month, they could be talking about printing lower denoms. If they're not, they're talking about printing 3-0 notes. If they're talking about increasing the exchange rate to 1,500, they're talking about printing 3-0 notes.
So we just have to wait and see.
Yep, that's about it.
Okay, We're going to the live individuals. First caller, 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, hi. Thank you so much for helping us connect the dots. It does sound like, besides being birthday day yesterday, that yesterday was an exciting day with getting all of these various and sundry calls saying that you were contacted at least five times. And then there was the reference of the locations that were reporting in. But my question is, were these different financial institutions out of these differing states, or was this one, you know, a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America or whatever coming in from five different locations or five different banks?
Nope, it was one bank, five different locations, getting different information.
Okay, so it was the same banking institution, and are you in a position to tell us which one that was or is?
I mean, I could, but I'm not.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, I could.
And I'm not going to dig my hole any deeper than it already is to try to get
okay.
you to come out with that. Nobody else can do that here. What I'm looking at is just trying to put everything into perspective and, you know, going back historically where you've kind of been telling us over the years what to expect when we get to the tail end of all of this. And it sure seems to me that when you're saying it's supposed to have been chaotic and confusing and the like, that's where we are right at this point, that this is highly chaotic and highly confusing. So I think we are coming up upon the finish line. I was curious, though, that are you seeing the fact that the Iraqis are really extending their Eid holiday through the 28th, that will have any impact at all, or is this subtly just a way that they're giving them more time to be celebrating what we are waiting for them to do?
You know what? I don't know what it is, because I know it was supposed to be 2 days, and now it's
mm-hmm.
not, right?
Right.
So,
they like to party, it sounds like. So it's like, let's give them and us something to party about. So, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It says, and actually, this thing starts on Sunday now for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
I know.
Saturday and Sunday. So, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, they could make it into the month or something. You know, let's just keep going and party all the time, whatever. So, well, we know that when we're going to be partying is whenever you tell us that date, and that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be, and that will be a wonderful humanitarian role for all of us to be playing. So we appreciate it, and again, thanks for connecting all the dots. Appreciate it, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 314 area code, you are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good afternoon.
All right.
Fantabulous,
super
sir. Fantastic. To the nth degree.
I was thinking about what you were saying about the. I'm doing better, sir. Much better.
Great.
I was thinking about what you guys were saying about the different issues about the dinar going up and down and the concept. Could this be our eve of the dinar actually going forward as a revalue amount based on how Kuwait did it?
You mean based on the fact that they lied about it and then did it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It could very well be, and that's what I was saying opening. They could be just putting all this out because they know it's about to happen. Because the banks are assuming it's about to happen. I mean, the ones that are getting ready, that are telling us, hey, you're going to have money in the bank on Thursday, and that's prior to the RV, but it's going to be here. It's going to be here by the end of the week, but I mean the end of the month, and Iraq could be prepping for that. I don't know, just to throw everybody off, the vouchers, everything else, but the people that know, know. Because it doesn't make any sense for Iraq to be publicly saying what they're saying, yet the banks to be getting ready for an RV. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for Iraq to publicly acknowledge if we do this, we're going backwards, that people will lose confidence in the country, in our currency, in our economy, that the people will be upset, and it will take them years to get back to where they need to be to actually do the RV for two reasons. One, they've increased the exchange rate, and that means that's further they have to take it back down. And two is, now that they've printed new currency, put more 3-0 notes out there, they'd have to get it back down to an acceptable level, which is go through all that whole exchange process again that they did to try to get people to turn in their 3-0 notes. So it doesn't make sense that they're doing it, and especially because the price of oil has gone back up so far. It was at $36 already this morning. It could be back to $40, $50 by the middle of June. So it doesn't make sense. Could it be a smokescreen? Absolutely.
Thank you. And, Ray, I'm going to blame this on you because it was your birthday that they almost pushed us over. So I'm thanking you for your birthday and the price.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, sir.
I got one more question.
Oh, yes.
I was doing factual banking on YouTube and turned around and found out that Iran is not part of the central bank. Is that one of the reasons why they're still advertising Iran amount of what they're going to exchange for?
Wait, you said Iran was part of what?
Was not a part of the central bank that's all over the world?
Okay,
Iran,
there is no central
Russia,
bank.
And China.
All over the world. There is no one big bank for everybody. That's what World Bank is. That's what IMF are resources that everybody can go to. But the fact that Iran is a part of it has nothing to do with the RV.
Okay, well, you know, in most countries, the United States dollar is the backing financial structure, and the understanding that Iran is not part of that financial structure, China's not, and Russia's not. That's what I was associating to.
Okay. In most countries, the U.S. dollar is used for trade. It is the universal trade document, which the yuan is about to become instead of the dollar. So that's the only way. We're not the driving force. Most countries only use their own currency. Some of them use the dollar.
Whew. Okay, that was getting noisy.
Did we get that? Oh, okay.
Hey, I had to mute this line for a minute because all of that background noise was coming in louder and louder. Okay, we'll see if he got your last message. All right, sir, you're back on.
Yes. Yes, thank you, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. You guys have a blessed day.
Nope, right, thank you.
All right, 208 area code. You are on.
Yes. I'll tell you, it got me so confused, I have no idea what's going on. Can you boil it all down to a few words like, when do you think this is going to happen, and what rate do you think it's going to be?
Okay, can you turn your TV down?
What's that?
Can you
turn your
television
down?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
All right.
So were you listening to us and watching television at the same time?
More or less.
Okay. Well, that explains why you need to have these questions answered all over again. So, okay. Go ahead, Tony.
All right. So, what was the rate at yesterday? I forgot what it was at. Shoot, now I got to go back and find it. What were the rates? I think the rates that we gave you Monday are still the rates. And this is just my opinion because I don't know what makes sense to me. Okay, rate 357 for the dinar, 47 for the dong, 11 to 18 for the zim. I think those are going to be the rates because those have been about the rates for the last 10, 12 years, especially with oil going back up, $36 already, probably be $40 by the first and up by then. So I think we'll see those rates. I still think by the end of the month, first part of June, this should go. Based on Iraq's current financial situation they're trying to accomplish. Based on the fact they're talking about doing a six-month budget, which would make all that go into effect the first part of July. If they get through it in June and in time to do all the currency transfers, the rates, and everything else going into July. So that's what I think they're pushing for. That's what I think it'll happen. Even though the banks are saying, you know, we're saying today, 800 numbers last night, this morning, it's going through some of them, not all of them, but I mean, one is enough. We got one saying that, one saying next week, but you know, some people gonna have money in their banks tomorrow, but the RV itself won't be until next week through the end of the month. And we got some, like Texas, saying they've been told absolutely nothing, haven't met about it, haven't seen any memos about it, nothing. As far as they're concerned, nothing's happening. So that's enough.
Well, I hope you're right that it does happen that soon.
Do what?
I hope you're right that it does happen that soon.
Okay.
Well, have a great day, now.
All right, thank you. 209.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a repairman here working on my refrigerator, and he happens to be from Turkey, and I was just talking to him about things going on over there. Anyway, my question for you is, because they want to go to this printing money, and I didn't get to hear everything because he's been here, isn't that like fiat money is over here? They're printing it, but they have no way to back it, no assets to back it at this moment?
Yeah, it is. It's just like, I'm saying, just a Ponzi scheme, just like it is over here. They just print it when they want to hand it to you and say go.
So this is not a good thing then?
It's not a good thing. We do not want them printing new money. They don't want to print new money. They've already said it's their last option, new money, because their money loses value if they do that.
So they, you have to excuse me because I couldn't hear the phone call because of him being here. So they have already said, from what you sent out this morning, they are going to print the money. Is that correct? Or that's an option still?
Well, yesterday, day before yesterday, the day before that, it was all an option. And they put out four different options. Today is probably still an option because it hasn't happened. The problem with Iraq and right now especially, guys, is it's like the U.S. They have Democrats. They have Republicans, independents. They have senators. We have congressmen. We have the administration. And every one of them would get on TV and say something totally different. Well, that's what's happening in Iraq. Their parliament members, you talk to this guy, says this, and this guy says this, and this guy, his opinion, and this is what we're going to do. And nobody knows what's going to happen until it happens.
Okay. And then my second question is, on Monday's call, you gave us rates that were on the screen. But again, that was just the rates on the screen. It has nothing to do with still receiving contract rates, correct?
No, those were the rates on the screen.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you very much. I got to get back to my repair, man. I have to
okay.
Listen to
okay.
Now. Thanks,
Alrighty.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on. It's G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good afternoon.
Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And again, it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who didn't know and all of you who are new to the call, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Sure do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. That takes us to 217 area code. You are on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, I'm the guy that dropped the phone yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to know how many dinar do you need in order to how small can somebody be and how large can they be for the exchange?
It doesn't
if
matter.
If a person has a half or has 250,000 dinar, can they still get contract?
Everybody can go in and ask for the contract rate.
Okay.
And Elvis said that, so see if you get it. But everybody's eligible for it as far as I know, and that's what we've been told. Okay.
Well, I have these questions asked to me, and the same thing with the dong. It doesn't matter how few or how many you got of them either.
No, let me tell you what matters. So everybody understands that you have currency, that you go to your appointment, and that nothing beats a failure but a try. You walk in there and you ask for it. I don't care if you have 100,000. Okay.
That's what I was understanding. That's what I thought. And we got friends in Canada. Do they exchange theirs in Canada, or do they have to come to USA?
No, Canada has their own banking relationship.
Okay, I'll be glad to tell them. And how do I get on the chat room?
You got to talk to Ray about that.
You have boardroom access?
I don't know because I don't use a computer, and so I think that probably puts me out, don't it?
Yes, sir. It does.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And is, as far as you know, is Dong still available today?
Yes.
It is.
Because I got some that wants me to help see about them. Because... okay, now, my family, we bought together and exchanged them. Do we have to have the sales receipt when we go? I mean, let's say one person ordered them, but then four people have got off of, you know, divvied out to four.
First of all, currency is, and dong, dinar, and everything, it's currency just like the dollar. and nobody has ever asked me for a receipt for where I got my dollars. This has never happened. Where does dollar come from if you want change for a $100 bill or anything else? Yeah. Nobody told you need receipts. For large amounts, they're probably going to want to see that. Just because back then they wanted to make sure it was legitimate money where it came from. So if you're going on separate appointments, you may want to print copies of the receipts, and you got to say you bought it, and here's your receipt for it, because if you each bought it.
Yeah.
Well,
the bad thing
take
about
it just to be
receipt,
sure.
Yeah, the receipts are all made in my name, because I was the one that ordered them for everybody.
Okay, then give them a gift receipt so they would have it. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Anything that shows documentation that they paid you. He bought
well,
it all in
all
your
family,
name, so
you
break it out.
Yeah, it's all
right,
all
but if
family,
they're trying to have individual receipts for their purchase, an affidavit would take care of that.
Oh, we've got one more question then. You talk about doing a foundation where that you want some there. Does that have to be done ahead of time? Because I don't know how to do it.
Oh, of course not.
Or
it can't be done ahead of time.
Okay. And do you know whether the money they will say, like you've discussed, we'll give you more if you leave it here, or do you have to have some plan or whatever?
Now, you know, we've never heard anybody happen to have a humanitarian plan to get the contract rate up until yesterday or Wednesday, or that they were trying to implement this now and reduce the contract rate for everybody, because that's what he's telling me they're being told, that that's what they're trying to do now and trying to force that. Before you just go in and you ask for the rate.
If you take what my wife and I started at, and even if you only get $357, man, that's a bundle of difference in the value than when you started at .000 something years ago when we first bought it.
Now, I don't care what rate you get. It's going to be based on how much you end up with. U.S. dollars, what interest rate, and that part, yes, you want to negotiate. I will leave half of it here, three quarters of it here, one tenth, whatever you decide in your negotiation for a higher interest rate. And then you go back and forth with them and see what happens.
Yeah, and you could say leave 90% and take 10%, but the 10% that I take, I will not spend any of it. I will only spend the interest. And that's what I'm telling everybody else. I said, Tony and Ray, is always tell them, don't live like you got everything and then spend it and you're broke.
That's right. Don't do that.
Well, it's
you're
great
here.
To get to talk to you guys. Maybe I can stay awake and not drop the phone in the future, but I didn't know how to get back on it quick enough. And I got back on, but that time you was saying, well, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know. I know you know that time you're on the air this long that it costs a lot every day. Is it possible that you would get more donations if we knew how much it costs every day to put this on?
No. I would like for it to be possible, but I'm going to tell you what I tell you guys all the time. I don't care. We talk about it, do it. We come here. It's the same 100 people who donate every time. That's all.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference. Everybody know it's not for free. They do know that, right? That we have to pay something in order to do this. And
yeah.
That actually, when Ray sends out the forum stuff, I mean, we have to pay when every time somebody else is going in there looking. We know if there's 10,000 people on this call, they and only 100 people send in donations, we know it gets a million reviews every week. We're still the same 100 people. So no matter what we tell you it costs, it's still going to be the same 100 people. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But
I wish it was different, but it's not.
I have sent some, but I send a bigger check at a time. And I know you would, but I don't want to tell the name on the radio because I know that you would recognize. Well, I did send some to the lady that needed, and I asked Ray to help it get it there at the same time.
Okay,
that's you.
Well, we thank
okay.
you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I know who I'm talking to. You're in Illinois, right?
What?
You're in Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know where you were sending this lady some. She drastically needed some, and so I sent it. And I also
right.
sent some for you guys at the same time. But anyway, I appreciate it very much. It's great to talk to you, and I didn't lose my voice today.
Okay.
Great. Everybody's talking about dry. We just had 7 inches of rain in 3.5 days.
Wow.
It's kind of muddy every place.
Okay.
God's blessing to you all, and I will try to talk to you in the future, but I am going to help this other one get some of the dong today.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you,
Take
sir.
Care.
God's blessing to you all.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that takes us to 727 area code. You are on.
Well, I was going to say, Tony, guess who?
Sure.
But I only had one trip today, so I didn't work a long day like I have been working, but at least it's still working every day. So that's a blessing. And with things kind of opening up slow, I think when you see the price of gas go up, you know things are really getting better. And at least they're getting better for the guys that are selling gas, let's put it that way.
Okay.
The one thing I'm thinking about, Tony, is all the, you know, that there's a 50-50 chance that the information coming out of Iraq is true. I mean, and when I say 50%, I mean either it's true or it's not true. Unfortunately, most of the time it's not true. But you still run the risk that they may be telling you the truth this time. And so I think the idea that for somebody who's used to stealing the most of what they get and then they have a holiday, seems to me that they're probably planning on taking more if they have the chance before they do what they're going to be forced to do in the end result. So I guess that for most of us, at least myself, I feel that way, that they won't until they're absolutely forced to, and that's probably going to be with either a gun at their back or the people going back to the streets and rioting again. And it is interesting your comparison in the beginning of the program about how everybody's given a different story. And that part of it seems to be a little bit in unison with how things are over there. My question is going to be, what is your strategy or what is your plan if they try to pull the, because there's been a large amount of political capital that's been expended through the course of the years when they were going through partial exchanges and all of that, and the records that exist for all of that, if it took that to say you got to play fair with the contract rate, would that be in the mix?
Okay, wait a minute, because I hear you asking me. So I'm going to rephrase your question so everybody can understand it and to make sure that I understand it.
Sure.
you're asking me because of the information that we got Wednesday that this Treasury or this administration is now trying to change the rules of the game on who can get the contract rate on the dinar and how much they can get. As a matter of fact, they're trying to change it to like the ZIM, where there is two different contract rates. So they have a low contract rate that they're saying everybody can get, and the higher original contract rate, $28.50, that they're saying only people with humanitarian projects can get. Now, I just heard this Wednesday from the banking source, just so you guys know where it's coming from. That's what they're now being briefed on. I haven't heard it from our Treasury source, and I haven't heard it from every banking source yet. Just the one, just so you know. So you're asking me, when the Obama administration, and I can say administration, even though it wasn't him, but it was two very high people in his administration, were trying to take the entire contract rate away from us, period. And we, that's where we are, the people came from. Hold on, wait a minute. and we took action, and I'm going to say two now former presidents, I'm going to go that far, two now former presidents came out and said, hey, that's not going to happen. We're not doing that. And one told me, said, you know, you guys have earned your seat at the table. You deserve it, and you're going to be part of it. Actually, they're trying to take us out altogether. So now this administration is trying to do what they want to do, and you're asking me, would I take the evidence, the proof, and the knowledge that I have of payments that were made during the last two administrations and use it to try to fight this administration? Would I bring up all that and the dirt and or knowledge that we have? I'm not going to say dirt. I'm going to say knowledge that we have of what took place during those time periods and try and use it against this administration, is what you're asking me. Is that what you're asking?
Well, I wouldn't say so much this administration as it would be to bring up the people that have been put to the front of the line through the, you know, when we started the, because I participated in the Twitter campaign, and seems like only yesterday. It's obviously it hasn't been just yesterday, but there have been a lot of politicians, former politicians, and whales to coin it. A phrase or a term that were given the contract rate. At least that's what we were led to believe.
Okay, and that's my point. It did happen, and people have been paid. It's just the majority of them were during the last two administrations.
Right.
So, and I can be honest and say very little have been paid out during this administration, especially in the last year and a half. This administration has held it up. They've absolutely used it to get some other benefits and things that they wanted, but not necessarily people getting paid, because people stopped getting paid a long time ago. Now, they're getting paid in a different way because they're using it for those benefits, not actually going to the bank completing exchanges. There were a few, but not even the numbers that were doing the last two, because it was actually sure. supposed to happen then. So they had large numbers. So this administration is doing something different, guys. They're not saying, hey, we're going to cut you guys out, because we don't want to go through that. We don't want to be exposed to that. If this is in fact true, and again, this is only 48 hours old, 72 hours sure. old. And again, we haven't heard it from the committee member or anybody else. They are saying, we're leaving you in the game So you can't complain about getting cut out. We're just going to take the majority of your share from you and keep it for ourselves. Where the past administrations were going to let you have it, you invest it, you use it, we're saying, oh, that's too much. You guys don't need all that. We're going to take it, and we're going to take the rest and do what we want to do with it, is basically what they're saying. Because it's not going away. It's not going back to China. It's not going back to Iraq, which means the Treasury itself is going to keep the difference that we were going to get. This administration is going to keep the difference instead of giving it to us. If this goes like this, thing, they got rules. We can do it because we don't think the majority of you, unlike all of you can just walk in and get the rate, all of you won't have a humanitarian project to get the rate. So we're going to give you a lower rate. But those that do, we would give you the higher rate. Well, again, I'm going to solve that humanitarian project for all of us. Because, yes, we will. And that guy sitting at that desk, paying $20 an hour to sign a new contract, is not going to be able to deny you.
Well, I guess all I can say is, bless your heart. And I'll text you because I got your number. So we'll be in touch. And I'm glad, Ray, that you didn't go out and drink so much that you couldn't remember your birthday. And that's a good sign.
Okay.
Especially your sister.
Sir.
Your sister probably would have raised the roof on you had you done that. But
right.
I didn't honestly envision that happening anyway. So keep fighting the good fight, gentlemen. And I look forward to the next couple of weeks for sure.
Let's see what happens.
Take care.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, you too.
And just so you know, yeah, Ray lives in the same city with my sister, so he can't drink and he can't smoke. And me and my brother live apart, so we do.
So do they make you go to another county to bring a cigar back?
Oh, man, they do make me sit outside, I can tell you that.
Oh, God. I can't imagine smoking a cigar inside. That would be, you'd be living by yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All righty.
Yeah.
507 area code. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
How are you?
Super fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself.
Great. Fine, thank you. I was calling to find out information on the Pay It Forward program. I'm not sure exactly what the process is.
Man, me either. So, 10 days after the RV, we wanted everybody to pay it forward. I don't know, restaurants, gas station bills, people walking down the street, just help somebody else. I mean, pay it forward in some shape, form, or fashion. And anybody you select or everybody you select, post it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever else you guys use. We're going to set up an email address so you could send it to me. And I wanted to take the top 100 donations and form some kind of group so I can have a meeting with you guys and we can have dinner or an event and just
nice.
Go over some stuff for being, you know, the top 100 givers doing TNT. Just putting it on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere else. It's because we wanted all those people who doubted us, all those government officials, especially ones who wanted to take it away from us, to know that we stood up, we did what we said, and we were going to help people out. And just that one day, we're all going to do it together. But hopefully after that, we'll all do it forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we would give a person or an entity of some kind, like say the layaway program that was mentioned several months back, and then post it somewhere where you can read it and or send you a copy. That's what you're saying?
You go into, I don't know about you guys, we don't have Kmart anymore. But anyway, you go into Kmart or I think Toys R Us are out of business, anywhere like that, and do what you said, paid off everybody's layaway. Then yes, we definitely want to know about it. And we said, when you do it, put, you know, TNT Super Fantastic, TNT members, so we can know it's TNT. And somebody from TNT did this. And I don't care if it's that or you can go pay all your neighbor's electric bills or one neighbor's electric bill. However you decide to do it, I don't know. You could give a waitress a $1,000 tip, or like one waitress got a $5,000 tip. You could see one student and say, guess what? I'm going to pay all your school fees for this year and pay it all. I mean, any sort of giving you decide to do, or you could see a guy on the street and say, hey, man, here's $100. I hope it changed your day. And give them $100 and still post and do it. Whatever you feel, however much you feel. But we just want to know that TNT, we worked for it. We planned for this. You know, he told us we got our place at the table, which we did. And now we want other people to benefit from it. That's all.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, now. Bye-bye. It takes us to 972.
We're established. Danny. We're established.
Danny
in
Dallas.
Area, and everybody's heard the name. Oh.
You asking for Danny from Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm talking with a customer here, and I was surprised to hear you call me. Is that that's good, isn't it? So,
you had your hand
up. You
guys
are okay or done? Did we just leave that on the counter? Thank you. Yeah. I was dealing with a customer, and a very pleasant customer, and business has to go on. Hey, I figured out something, fellas.
Uh-oh.
This, yeah. Well, Texas hadn't told you anything yet, right?
That's right.
You might as well just fold up your card table and head on back to the house, because we will be in somewhat of a bird dog position to make sure everything happens here. So just letting you know. By the way, I don't know if you guys are having as much adjustment in your life as we are here in Texas. I grew up when the closest thing to a hippie was Dobie Gillis's buddy. Well, I don't remember his name right now. You remember his name, Ray?
I can't recall it at the moment.
Yeah. Well, they called him a beatnik. But that was as close as it got to a hippie at the time. Do you know that we have finally won? We finally won the whole game. Because now marijuana is legal, and it's against the law to get a haircut. So this is an amazing time that we're living in.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. I'm just adjusting my whole life. You know, things happen when you're 70. I did take a glance at the oil this morning, Brent. Is a little higher, right in the $35 range, and the West Texas Intermediate is right at $32.89. So everything is still good in that arena, just to touch base and let people know. But, if Texas hadn't commented yet, I wouldn't worry about it. You did say that we are getting ready, but we just try to keep that quiet. And then when it happens, we'll be out front leading the way. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, wait. Somebody wants you to know his name is Maynard. Who are you looking for?
Maynard G. Krebs. I remember.
Yeah.
Maynard.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a blast from the past. Okay, I got to get back to work. Thank you, fellas. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
585 area code. You were on.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
All right,
man.
Fantabulous, sir. To the Instagram.
I'm all right. Just have a couple of questions. A lot of people are talking about that it's a possibility for it to go into a floating type situation. What does that mean exactly? Like, is it going to come out at a lesser value than we anticipated when it floats?
Some people out there seem to think that it's going to come out at pennies, nickels, dollars, something less than a dollar, and then float up over, you know, 6 months, a year, 12 months, whatever time it takes to go up, knowing that Iraq is restricted to 2% every 90 days about changing the rate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is going to go on Forex, and it is going to float. It's not going to come out at what they're saying, 97 cents or less with the current rate. We should look at it coming out at the doing exactly what Kuwait did, one day being worthless money, the next day being worth something. It should hit Forex over $3 with the plan right now, 357 on the bank screens, and still, once it is Forex, could float up to $10, $12. Then come back
right
down.
This is identical to Kuwait. Like all, it's Kuwait all over again.
That's
okay.
Right.
Now, my question is,
they're talking about is none of this happening, what we've been planning on for 10 to 12 years. They just think they're going to put the dinar on and let it float over the years as their economy changes, and that's not going to happen.
No, and there's only one little jackass out there saying that, but anyway. Next question was, if it does decide to go into a worst-case scenario, it does decide to go into a floating situation, what happens to the other currencies in the basket? Do they automatically revalue as planned, or do they float as well?
Well, they couldn't revalue as planned because the plan for the GCR is based on the Iraq dinar and its valuation. So if it doesn't come out at the number, like I gave you guys on Wednesday, then the formula doesn't work because the numbers don't add up.
Okay. Now, and just to go back to what you were saying about them possibly trying to take away some of our contract rate for the dinar. It's rumored that it's coming out that we'll get between $8 to $10 if we don't have the humanitarian project. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, yes, I've heard about it. That's why I've been talking about it. And that's why I don't agree with it. That's a rumor. And again, it just came out on Wednesday. And I don't foresee that happening. But if it does, we got a plan. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's all my questions. So we're still looking at a time frame mid-June-ish for something to take place.
I think so, end of the month or the middle of June. I mean, because once the budget is submitted, then it's up to them. It's submitted, it's approved, they have the exact rate. They could do it at any moment after that. I'm saying all the countries are already opening up because that was going to be the last thing we were waiting for, was the virus to release everybody. I mean, as of Friday, all of our states are open. Most countries are open in some shape, form, or fashion. Even if not 100%, they're open enough that we could get accomplished what we needed to get. It's going to take them longer than the 10 days they initially wanted. But, okay, as long as everybody's not running up and down the street, doesn't matter. And they still have 2 years to do everybody else. So,
okay.
It's not just a problem of us opening up, guys. Like I told you, the bank is having problems getting employees wanting to come back to work because it's still out there. Because, like Texas, opened up and their numbers went up 2 days in a row. Not 1 day in a row, but 2 days in a row. higher and higher than they were before. But they still remain open and want to open up even more. So we just got to see what happens. It's crazy.
All right, well, then I do thank you, gentlemen. That's all my questions.
All right,
okay,
thank you,
sir.
All right, have a great one.
All right. 281 area code, you are on.
Hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey.
An afternoon.
Super fantastic.
Good. Hopefully it's not a lot of noise in the background because I'm inside of a store here. But I had a couple of questions. On the part where they're talking about increasing the rate in the direction that is not favorable for us, if they do that, well, first of all, how is this going to affect the other countries if they do that? Because that means that there will be no revaluation, correct?
That's right.
In the other countries. So is there any consequences at all?
No, it's not like, I'm gonna say, it's not like they're just doing it to be doing it. There's, like you're saying, that is their last opportunity to do anything. They're trying to save themselves by doing it, but they know it will take years to recover from it if they do it. And that means what? So yes, this will be delayed because our dinar doesn't have the value that's required in order for the GCR to take place.
So with the oil prices going up, that seemed like favorable for them. It's going in the right direction. And unlike you, it doesn't make sense for them to do something like that if the oil is going up again. And they're going to take that chance to, they want to take that chance to do that. That just is just crazy. And my next question is, is this Iran doing this stuff? Because we know they always throw a wrench in the plan when we get close to, you know, this thing happening. Is it more Iran than Iraq, you think?
No. This is not Iran. This is Iraq's economy, what's going on, because the world shut down, because oil prices went down, because of the coronavirus, their country shut down. This is where they are. This is not Iran. Iran wants Iraq to have money, a lot of it, so they can steal it. They're not trying to take it down.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it's just smoke and mirrors so we can get this thing over. And hopefully, we'll see something positive in the next week or two. Or hopefully they go ahead and submit that budget the weekend. Maybe it's just, something they want us to think, and that's not really what's happening. So we'll see. All right. Well, thank you. Those were my questions. And
okay.
Guys, have a good day. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 916 area code. You are on.
Hi. I was wondering if when you say that they're printing new currencies, is that a different currency or just more of the same like our government does?
More of the same like our government.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Take care.
All righty, bye-bye. 501 area code, you are on.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in the call, but I am totally confused with the questions and answers that we've experienced today. So theoretically, if we were to exchange today, what would be the exchange rate?
Right now on the screen, $3.57.
$3.57, regardless of whether you've got a humanitarian project or going to Vegas or whatever you're going to do, 351.
Right. Well, 357 today. If it happens today, going by the rate that are on the bank screen, it would be 357, yes.
Okay, now earlier in the program, you mentioned that it was going to take a million dinar to get $1,000 U.S. What did you mean by that?
No, right now, it takes $1,000 or $900 to buy a million dinar, okay? Somewhere in there, because I haven't looked at today's rate. Once the exchange takes place, that same $1,000 would be $3.57 million when you exchange.
Okay, so that's where we are today is 3.5 for one, right?
For 1 million dinar would be $3.57 million, yes.
U.S.?
If
okay, now, and your home.
Today.
Sir? Beg your pardon?
If the exchange took place today.
Okay, now, on a scale of 1 to 10, which is my favorite gauge thermometer, what are your odds, in your humble opinion, that that's going to happen here in the next week or two?
I think it will happen, and the greatest odds are somewhere between now and the middle of June, which I'm hoping by the end of this month. Now, I've always said that since first part of April, because that's what we had to go through. There were four things that we had to go through, and I figured it would take us this long to go through them, and that's exactly what's happened. Our only other thought pattern was we were getting calls last night from the bank telling us to get ready. I mean, he actually said, hey, we're working on it right now. You should see it tonight, tomorrow, blah, 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 and we still don't see it. Now that was one location. I can't doubt they were doing something because it was way after banking hours, and they were still there. But two, three other states say two, three different things. I mean, Texas saying we're doing nothing. Florida and D.C. are saying, yes, we're getting ready, but we're getting ready for next week, not tomorrow. So we were getting different things. So something is happening in the banking system. We just don't know why four different states are getting four different messages, but they are. So we'll see.
Well, that clarifies some things because I was quite a bit confused with earlier conversation that the exchange rate was going to be significantly lower than that. But you have clarified that point that we're still in that 350 to 340 to 350, 360 range if something were to happen today. Now, with the price of oil going up, does that improve our chances of getting a legitimate RV?
Yes. That is one of the factors that was hindering it. So, yes, the faster it goes back up, the better it is for the RV to happen.
So where is the breaking point? Where is the I'm here today number?
Okay. So we remember back in April, first of May, they said they were going to use $30 a barrel as their new rate for the budget. Everything else could be in excess. I told you to reach the numbers we needed to reach. I felt it needed to be at $40 a barrel because their other budget that they had already did was at 56, and they were going to have a huge surplus. 40, I figured they could do what they had planned on doing anyway, just not having the surplus. Well, they said 30. They were going to do it, and they were going to cut out some projects and plans. Well, now we're already at 36, and today's just the 20th. So by the end of the month, we're at that $40 rate. Then Tony's going to look like a genius, and then it's going to happen. So let's just go with that $40 rate. All right.
I can handle that $40 rate.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. You've been very patient and try to explain it as best as we people in the field can understand it. And so on a scale, again, back to my basic question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank between now and Well, the end of the month is 2 days away, 3 days away. So, say, between now and the middle of July, how do you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Wait, today's just the 20th. So, my month got 11 more days in it. And then we got another 15 in June. So, we got a good 20, 25 days. So,
yeah.
I look at it happening by the middle of June. It should be, if they submit the budget like they said they were by this weekend, he said he could get it approved in 10 days. Now, which he probably can't, but he said he could. That would be by the end of the month. And once the budget is approved, then they can do it any day they want to after that.
So we're at somebody else's mental state at that day, right?
Well, yeah, we're always that way. But I think by the end of the month, the middle of June, we should see it.
Well, that's very good. I can handle it that long. If I can write I can kind of check for that long. So
okay. I didn't think people wrote hot checks anymore, but okay.
Man, that's a new word. I'm 84, so that's a new word for a lot of people down there.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't even know what checks are.
Well,
all right, thank you, sir.
I thank you for your time and for your explanation. I'm looking forward to a toll-free number. So, thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
All right.
Good day.
Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, guys. How are you all doing? Long time.
Hello. I'm fantastic,
hey,
sir. To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey.
How are you, Tony?
What's going on? I'm super fantastic.
Well, that's great. Just one question. I thought that, which I know that Texas is not the only place, but isn't Texas the primary one that print the currencies in Houston for them?
Is the one who printed the currencies?
Right. Wouldn't they be printed this time for them as well? Or I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, as usual, you don't know what you're talking about, but we already way past that. But anyway, no, I'm just messing with you. We printed their original currency going over there. Well, Iraq is saying they're now having their currency printed in Germany.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Okay. So
yeah.
I'm just going to believe that we're going to get it going and we're going to go on and get this over with and get this party started.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Where
I kept trying to get in. I was in the call, and I was in the queue, Mr. Ray. It kept throwing me out.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I'm pulling this mask back. I'm in this TX, and I keep forgetting I can't go in without the mask. Okay.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That was my question. Thank you for me going through.
Where's your husband?
I just dropped him back off on post at work.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Well, tell them we said hello.
Yeah, I sure will. They just called them to come back totally to work.
Okay.
So if the military is starting to open back up, you know they're opening up.
All right, then.
Because they had everybody on lockdown.
Oh, okay.
Okay, guys, thank you for your call, and happy belated birthday to you, Mr. Ray. Appreciate
it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay.
This is not ground up enough. Can you do it some more? All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
678 area code. Let's squeeze you in.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi. I'm
super fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I kind of feel silly because I called in extra early because today is my birthday and I wanted to ask Ray to play the birthday song. And I literally forgot to put myself in the queue. So the whole time I'm waiting, I'm like, why is he calling my number? Now I feel really silly. But anyway, long story short, happy birthday, Ray. And can you play the birthday song for me since it's my birthday?
What, now? When it's time to go?
Of course. Well,
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Thank you so
much. All right.
I
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. That was it.
That was it. She's won the birthday song.
All right.
Or you telling me that was it? Oh.
No, I didn't know if she had one more word or something she wanted to try to squeeze in. But, yeah, she did. Now I'm telling her that was it. It's time to wrap it up now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we had anybody else. All right, guys. Not much different from Monday. Things still moving forward. Very, very confusing Tuesday night. The bank said, let's go. Iraq said, let's not go. We didn't go. Well, some banks said, let's go. Some banks said, we're going to go next week. And some aren't even talking about it yet. But the fact that we're back to the bank. Because before they were all dead. They are moving. The fact that Iraq said they're getting things done by this weekend. And that's all we're really looking for. Is hopefully they submit the budget by the weekend. Because that's the next step. After that, we can look forward to taking on. Really good news. Price of oil is back up to $36. That even locked in that 357 rate better. We still have contract rates. There's a little bit of controversy over the one for the dinar now, but we'll see if it comes out. I still haven't heard it from the Treasury yet, and that's where I'm waiting to hear it from to make sure, even though at least one of our banks have heard it. And I haven't heard it from multiple banks yet either. So I'm waiting for that. But even with that, no despair, but we have a plan. You know, and that's what you do. If it's come a game, not like any other sporting event. You know, there's different quarters, there's different halves, there's different strategies. All you got to do is tell me the rules of the game, and I will come up with a plan. We will come up with a plan, and we will be in the game. That is for sure. So let's count on that. Let's count on whatever happens. We're going to happen. And just like in Iraq and everywhere else, man, just don't count the people out. But together, we have more minds, more ideas, and more solutions than they do. And we can come up with some. Guaranteed, we already have come up with some just based on what we're hearing right now. But we're working. So we're still good. I don't want anybody, not one of you, to be feeling bad or disappointed or angered. As far as we're concerned right now, nothing has changed. And the minute it does, so will we. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Look forward to Friday, this weekend, seeing if the budget even gets submitted. And let's go from there. So I'll see you when I see you. Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to wrap up this hump day session for TNT Super Fantastic Call. And we'll return on our regularly scheduled call on Friday. In the meantime, keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on the those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Your storm is over. I see your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe, ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday.